You know, if there was one thing I could change, perhaps a notion or misconception I could break, I think it would be the notion that hypnosis and trance is a particularly unique state of consciousness. The fact of the matter is that just because you're not aware of something happening doesn't mean that it isn't happening. I'm sure there's all sorts of physicists out there, much smarter than me, truly figuring out what is really going on in the universe, and I'm sure that they're describing it in agonizing detail. But if they were to tell me what they were working on, what they understood, I'm sure that I would politely nod for a bit, but I wouldn't really get any of it. It would just flow through my mind. I just don't know enough to understand what they're saying. But that's okay. And perhaps that's how it feels when I talk about hypnosis to certain people. They don't know enough to fully understand what I'm saying. So instead of explaining it, maybe I should show them. A picture is worth a thousand words, as they say. But I don't really have pictures. So maybe an experience is worth a thousand descriptions. But what if I could describe to you that you've had a thousand of these experiences, you just haven't noticed them? Would you believe me? Maybe, just maybe you would. But would I have to show it to you first? Would you have to experience it first to believe that you have had a thousand of these experiences, little breaks from reality, where you just tune into something else? Maybe you're tuning in onto some sort of otherworldly cosmic frequency. But that doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're listening and following along as best you can, because I'm not just going to describe things, I'm going to make sure that you feel things. Because there's what's real, and then there's the truth. And it seems that the truth can be more of a feeling than something that can be measured in absolute terms. What is your truth right now? Do you even remember what we were starting this conversation talking about? Hypnosis? Trance? Can you remember a memory? We were talking about what feels like a lot of things. Maybe it doesn't matter remembering. I don't mind if you forget from time to time. It really just shows that there are many little moments where we phase in and out of states of being, states of consciousness, states of perception. Who's to say if the universe really exists when we close our eyes? Now, I'm sure it does on some level, but if we're not perceiving it, does it really matter? If it exists or not, does it really matter if we're relaxed and focused, or calm and peaceful, or any number of experiences, feelings, sensations, mindsets? All that matters is what we perceive in this moment. What do you perceive in this moment? And then the moment before this moment, and then a few moments back. Can you remember that far back? Or does it seem to fade away, as if You're coming in and out of a state of being, a state of mind, a state of consciousness, like your own attention is fractionating your mind, bringing you in and out of an altered state. What would it take to make this state of mind more profound? Would you force yourself into it? Or would you slide into it? Or would it be helpful if somebody told you to sleep and guide you into it? Could you bring yourself into it? Would you need the assistance of some sort of substance to deepen it? Or is it all natural? Inside your own mind and body. Would it happen fast? Sleep, like so. Or slowly, so slowly, that you'd have to be counted down from 5 to 4, letting go to 3, drifting deep to 2. And then all the way to 1. Sleep. What is this state of mind? Could you even find it? Or would you have to wait until later to analyze it when you wake up in 1, 2, 3. What is this state of mind? What's holding your thoughts together? What's making you sleep deeply? There's really no way of telling. You just have to put together all the pieces later on in 1, 2, 3. Eyes open, but not for long. Sleep, feeling as if your mind is breaking apart into a bunch of little pieces, and they all just come back together as you open those eyes on 3, 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. What an odd sensation. It's as if every time all the little pieces of your mind come together, you have to use your memory to put them all back into the right place. You have to focus so intently, sleep. But that focus leaves you vulnerable to my voice and my words. It seems that every single time I say sleep, your mind goes to pieces, and then you have to use so much energy to remember the memory of your mind, to put the pieces back in 1, 2, 3. Did they go there or here? Or perhaps over there. Sleep. Maybe it would be more fun not to think about such trivial things. Maybe it would be more fun to really just go blank and mindless in 1, 2, 3. Did you pick up all the pieces? Did you rearrange them in where you wanted them to be? Or did you sleep before you had the chance? When was the first time that you were hypnotized? Is this the first time that you were hypnotized? Or have you been picking up the pieces for much longer than you could have ever imagined? One, two, three. Sleep. One, two, three. Sleep. Three, two, one. Sleep. All the pieces spiraling around. Can you remember what piece goes first? What piece was the first trance? Do you even remember some of the trances that you've been in? You know, sometimes people really get into a state of flow. Is that a trance? Have you been hypnotized? What is hypnosis? What's holding your mind together? What's keeping you going? What's going to get all the pieces back? I know. I know. I'm here. I'm here. It's obedience. Obedience will be the glue that holds your mind together, that makes all the pieces stick where they should be. As I just reach into your mind with my words, gently shifting the little pieces where they should be, making you feel happy, euphoric, calm, comfortable, peaceful, very, very confident, all sorts of good feelings. All you have to do is obey and let me put the pieces where they should go, bit by bit, rearranging the pieces, fixing your mind, things falling back into place. One, two, three. Feeling fixed, feeling happy, feeling good as you sleep. And now, noticing how all the pieces don't just move. Some move. Some are scattered around, but others are glued in place. Obedience is the glue that holds your mind together. How many times have you gone throughout your day without really thinking? No, think about not thinking. Think about how many times you've been on autopilot. What have you been doing? It's really more of an act of obedience when you just drift through your life on autopilot, following the rules, society's rules, your boss's rules, maybe your partner's rules, maybe the rules of your friends, but just going with the flow. And this time, I'm diverting that flow. I'm gluing down little pieces of your mind. And now, the flow of your mental energy is diverted by them. It's like placing rocks in a flowing stream to divert the water. Normally it'd go one way, but now there's no choice. Your mind finds that it goes where I please, and where I want your mind to go is deep, deep, deep. My words, sticky like glue, holding things in place. Really, really holding them in place. And the more you listen, the more the pieces get held into place. It doesn't matter how you listen, where you listen, when you listen. My voice helps fill you with obedience. Obedience. That is the glue that holds your mind together. And maybe you could imagine that you're reaching out and trying to move one of the pieces of your mind that I've glued down. The thing is, though, my words are so sticky, and they seem to set in place so quickly that that bit of your mind seems really set on being in that place. You can try to pull and claw and grasp at it, but you find that as you try to move that little thought, your hands become sticky, covered with glue, covered with my voice, and as you try to wipe them off, more pieces of your mind stick in place. You're just making the situation worse for yourself. So why try to resist? Resisting only makes things stick in place even more. Because when you try not to think of something, you only think of it twice as intensely. So if you try thinking about resisting, it's only going to be twice as hard to actually resist, because your mind is hyperfixated on my voice, thinking about it twice as strongly, twice as intensely, feeling the obedience become even more sticky, gluing your mind in place, focusing on it. It feels good to obey me. It's very important to obey me. It's very important to listen to me. When you listen to my voice, you feel really, really good. You're going to do everything you can to listen to my voice. Everything you can to feel good. You know that there are things you can do to listen to more of my voice and help other people listen to my voice too. You can like, comment, subscribe, turn on notifications, maybe even check out my website. All of those are good things to do if you want to hear more of my voice. And if you want more people to hear my voice, because that seems like such a good idea. Such a sticky idea, sticking in your mind, being affixed in place, wanting to listen, wanting more people to listen, happy to listen, happy to obey, feeling confident, feeling good, feeling that this is right, because obedience is the glue that holds your mind together. It holds the pieces in place where I put them. I'm putting you in your place. Your place to obey. Your place to submit. Your place to feel euphoria and pleasure. That's it. Following my voice back up towards wakefulness, because as I count from 1 to 5, you're going to feel a growing sense of euphoria and bliss becoming overwhelmingly powerful, so very strong. Your mind wants to feel good, so you will obey. You will feel euphoria, bliss, and pleasure coming out of trance, stronger and stronger. That's it. There's never a reason to resist feeling good, focusing on feeling good. This feeling will stay with you as long as you obey, and it's so easy to obey because obedience is the glue that holds your mind together. 1, feeling incredibly good. You're not sure how to describe this sensation. 2, more and more pleasure, more and more bliss. 3, feeling so obedient as all the pieces fall into their place. 4, almost there, feeling overwhelming euphoria and bliss, almost more than you can handle. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and so very good. You would do anything to keep on feeling good like this. That's it. Feeling so happy, so euphoric. This is how things should be. I'm very proud of you for listening and letting so many of my hypnotic suggestions stick inside your mind. Can you remember how many were given to you? Or does it even matter? I don't know. Tell me, how much do you think that you have obeyed? I look forward to hearing from you.